Typically, our shiur is obviously only in the winter. Although last year we carried over a little bit into the summer months till Shavuos, I think it's appropriate to mention, I'm sure everyone knows the Chazal said that the nights of the winter, the long nights of the winter, were created for the specific purpose of learning Torah. And just to explain what that means, is that unlike today that we work 9 to 5, whatever the set hours, winter, summer, we have lights, it's not a problem. Bizmanehem, you worked from Netzach Hamet to Shkia, so if it became Shkia earlier, so then you got off earlier. And if in the summer months where Shkia was 3-4 hours later, that means the work day was 3-4 hours longer. Could be 50% longer the work day in the summer than in the winter. And Chazal is saying that what's the reason why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this fluctuation, the constant longer days, shorter days, and it could be a million reasons, but Chazal said that the reason is because in the winter HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a chance to chaperain, more learning. And that will give us those hours in the evening to chaperain. Why it's so, I cannot tell you, but it's clear from here that Chazal are mechayiv the level of our learning, the hours, the quality, the quantity of our learning should increase in the winter months, more so than in the summer. Now, if a balabas is only learning, according to Chazal, they're learning at night and the evenings, so in the summer month is a 2-hour evening, and in the winter month is a 4-hour evening, it means it's akadekach, Chazal are mechayiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechayiv, double the time the learning in the winter. It's a chizik that we actually got together talk in the winter to pull it off. All right, we're starting Kuf Ayin Gimel. Now, Kuf Ayin Gimel is the end part of Ribbis. What we covered last year were the Yisoidis of Ribbis, the beginning Simonim of Ribbis. We're jumping over from Kuf Samach Aleph till here. We discussed Ribbis Ktsutsa, Avik Ribbis, different types of Ribbis. There's Ribbis Mucheris, Ribbis Mukdemis, there's Ribbis Dvarim, all the forms of Ribbis, whether it's Yetzer B'Dayanim, not Yetzer B'Dayanim. Those were more the kolalim and the yesoidis of Ribbis. We try to bring in cases, halacha lemaisa, but it's more what we were trying to learn then is more the yesoidis. What we're going to do now is more the halacha lemaisa part of Ribbis. And there are some of them in between which we skipped over, which is also halacha lemaisa, some are more difficult. But Kuf Ayin Gimel is a practical, very nogea simen, which discusses how we create, we structure deals where there's dual pricing, where it's implicit that the reason why this is dual pricing is because to make up for the Amtonis Mois, the fact that I'm allowing you to pay late, I'm giving you a credit, extending credit. And because of this dual pricing, which is inherent, a form of agarnata, you're paying more because you have the ability to delay payment, because of that agarnata, that is in itself is a ribbis issue. It's not a ribbis deraisa because it's ribbis machmes mekach. It's not a loan. I didn't lend you $100 to pay back $120. I sold you something which is really, really it's valued at $100, and I'm charging you $120 because I'm accepting delayed payment. And the different variables, and it's very negay. I'm going to try to cover it sif by sif. Just give me time to go through the sif, and then I'll take questions after the sif. We'll try to apply it practical cases. I'm sure we start the sif halfway through. You're going to be jumping. What do you mean? We do, 210 to 30. We do a bunch of things. I'm going to try to go through the different things that we actually do. All right, let's start. It's Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. Marka l'chaveru, Sif Aleph, Zakta Mechava. Marka l'chaveru yidova sheshova asara zehuvim. We have an item which was valued at 10 zehuvim, and he's selling it to him, to his friend, B'yud Beis, for 12. And the reason why he's charging you more than a typical price is bishvil shemamtin loy, is because he's extending him credit, he's allowing him a delayed payment. That is asa. And that's also because, like we said, really he owes you. The second he takes possession of the item, at that point, he's mechuyev to pay you for the purchase. And if the purchase typically is, the price normally is $10, so he's mechuyev to pay you $10. The fact that he's agreed to pay you 12 tomorrow or 30 days from now is clearly because since you're allowing him to hold on to his money, to hold on to the payment for another 30 days, that's worth another $2. I got this amount, the $10, to use for another 30 days, still I'm going to pay you. So beside that, I'm paying you an extra $2. That's like a ribis payment. I'm paying you money, aganat, I'm paying you money because you are extending me money. You're extending me the ability to pay you later. That $10 that I owe you, you're allowing me to keep another month. So that $10 is sort of the karen, and the extra $2 is the ribis. That's a form of ribis. Now, it's machmas mekach, so it's only a ribis to rabbanim, but nevertheless, it's awesome. And the Mechaber continues, Afilu l'mamaych, and he's trying to bravar the Gemara right now, or a papa, Afilu l'mamaych asher, even if the seller is wealthy, he's not trying to sell the item now, he need not sell the item now, he's not trying to raise capital now. For him, he could wait to the next season. And it's a seasonal item that when it's out of season, let's say it's only worth 10, when it's in season it goes up to 12. We know that by Nissan time, it's going to be worth 12. So the seller says, I'm doing the guy a favor. For me, I don't mind. I could store it, sell it, Pesach time, I'll get my $12. I'm not desperate to raise capital now. I don't need his $10 now. And if I would hold on to it, it's not going to get ruined. It's not like I have to store it. There's going to be expenses, or I run the risk of it getting ruined over the winter. It's something that's not going to get ruined. Everything is fine. And Avopik, the Mechaber says it's awesome. Rav Papa tried to be mad at this case, claiming that where's the ribis? The Moicha is gaining nothing by this deal. What's he gaining? For him, he doesn't mind waiting till Tishrei. The other guy is desperate. He would like the item now. For him, he's happy to wait. He'll get the 12 later on. So what toiva, what aganata, what ribis is the lokeach providing him? And if Rav Papa said it's Musa, and on that the Gemara asked Rav Papa and said, Shkoyev, you talk, I have no problem. Rav Papa was a wealthy person. And he was saying, for me, I don't mind waiting. So on that the Gemara said, Shkoyev, you, the seller, Takam, are not benefiting from this. But look at the lokeach, from the lokeach perspective. Had he had money right now, he had the capital, he would buy it off you for $10. The only reason why he's being choked and having to pay $12 over the winter in Nissan time is because he doesn't have the money. So from his end, he is paying more because of the Hamtana. He is paying more because he didn't have the capital right now. Had he had the capital, he would get off with $10. So because he's paying more because of the Hamtana, that itself is a ribis payment. Even though the Moicher is not really benefiting, but the Lokech is losing, it's like a form, the famous Kakir, Neshach B'Loitarbis, the Lokech is losing, even though the Moicher is not benefiting, that itself is ribis, and that's still awesome with the Rabbanan.
I
went back and forth. Yeah?
Why is the shard 12?
Because right now you're taking possession of this. Now, I have no problem. If I would tell you, look, right now the shard is 10, in Nissan time it's 12, I'll deliver the goods for you in Nissan and we'll pay 12. That's something else. That's not a problem. Because he's only taking possession in Nissan time, so whatever the price is in Nissan time, when he takes possession, then he'll pay the 12. Whatever, if it's then 13, he'll pay 13. If it's 11, he'll pay 11. Whatever it is, and that's got the halacha later on. What we're talking about is you're taking possession of the item right now. The lokech bought it now. He made a kinyan now. So really, he's mechuyev to pay the guy only 10 now. Had he had the money to pay him, he would only pay him 10 now. It's because he doesn't have the money. That's why he's being penalized. The extra $2, I mean, that's why he's being charged. The aganata, he's being charged the extra $2 because he's making a delayed payment. That itself is ribis. So here, the Rapapa China, that I'm not benefiting from it because I'm a wealthy person. I don't need to sell it now. I'm not trying to raise capital. For me, I don't mind. I would hold it into my warehouse for another 6 months and sell it 12 then. I'm willing to sit. So Rapapa Tainet, I'm wealthy, I don't need it, he's not doing any toy. And Abba Pika, and the Gemara says it's awesome, because from the Lokech's perspective, it's a form of ribis payment.
What if somebody else came along, what if the lady came along, you want to buy it now, what would we sell it?
10.
Right now,
it's $2. No, but he doesn't mind waiting for Nissan, and he'll sell it for 12 minutes.
Papa didn't
want to
sell
it.
You want to tell me it's not even allowed right here. You think if somebody else
will
come around, even this person himself will come along right now and have the money, sell it for 10. So the stuff in the right now is for sale.
We know it's for sale for 10, but Papa's saying for me, it's awesome.
The Gemara is not sure if Papa didn't want it.
You could be right. You could be right on that. You could be right. That could be that the Rapapa wouldn't want to sell it now. The Gemara doesn't say clearly, but let's say even so, but you still have to say that the reason why it's also, because from the Lukaic perspective, had he purchased it from somebody else, he'd be able to purchase it for 10. Let's say Papa would be adamant not to sell it. Oh, yeah. But an Alpha Pekin, it's also from the Lukaic perspective. Okay.
He's paying him when it's going to work 12.
But he's taking possession now. He made the Maisa Kinyan now, so he's Mukhrif to pay right now. But we're going to qualify this halakha. When is it considered a blatant ribbit? When is it considered that if I charge you 12 in Nissan, it's a paid in Nissan, that's considered ribbit because right now it's worth 10? Is Bidova Sheyesh L'Shai Yadua, which is a clear market price. There's a set price in the Shuk. There's a price hanging on the wall. Oh, this commodity is this amount. This is how much it's cost. Oy Dover. Or it's something, sheshumasa yidua, it's shuma is yidua, l'chari, even though it doesn't have a shah yidua and it needs beer. Kumoi, what's the example? Pilpul, peppers, a shava, or wax, gram, we're talking about wax. Avotalis a chayeti, by batalis or other dry goods, she'ain lo shah yidua, if he would not have a shah yidua, the ain shumasa yidua, and it would not be shumasa yidua, mutu l'machre b'yeika l'fray l'zman ploini. And the reason why you're allowed to do that is because who's to say I'm overcharging you because of the Amtana? I'm charging you 12 because that's how much it's worth. Grad, if we'll get Shamoim down, we'll get assessors, he could tell us exactly it's worth 10. For example, if someone damages it, you go to Bezin, how much you have to pay? We'll get Shamoim, will tell us it's worth 10. If it's on Nor, all other halachas, we could determine it's worth 10. But since it's not nicker that it's worth 10, one could believe it's taka worth 12. So then I'm allowed to sell to you for 12 because it's not inherently nicker that I'm overcharging you because of the Amtana. I'm charging you 12 because I decided to sell for 12. I could charge you today for this item 12. If we don't know better, we don't know hukas or not, I could charge you 12 for that. You would think it's 12. I would think it's 12 and everything would be fine. So since it's ain shumasa yidua, it's not inherently nicker that I'm overcharging you, so then it's no problem of ribbons. Let me just touch up. Now what does it mean shumasa yidua and shah yidua? Basically, as many achronim there are, that's how many purushim there are in this chat. I mean, Pesach, Bach, Prisha, Shekhan HaKarav, Chavez Das. But less mandapala galachayra, lachayra, is that the difference is, especially since the Machabe brings an example of palpal, where do you get this example of palpal? The Gemara was talking about kiro, which is shava, which is wax. Where do you dream up of pilpul, of peppers? So I would like to suggest is that we learn Tuchas Anah. And God in Huchas Anah, there's a halacha that something which is ein b'minoy shinoy, something which all the items are exactly alike. One pepper, kegoin zok de Rambam, hapalpalin, something like pepper, and it's brought down, it's we pass them like that. Something like pepper has a different halacha by Anah. Normally by Anah, we know there's a halacha that a lekeach has time to return and ask for adjustment of a price or bitul mecha ad kadesha yar lataga until he brings an assessor down. But a moich who doesn't have the item has a longer period of time because he doesn't have the item to show and get an appraisal. But if it's ein b'minei shinoi, it's something that they're all the same, kegoin hapalpalin, so then the moich is also limited to a short amount of time because let him go to the shuk and just ask to any pepper seller, what does peppers go for? So pepper is an ein b'minei shinoi. That's the example of the Yishonim of ein b'minei shinoi. Now I would like to suggest that's what the Makaba took that. And Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that, this as well, clearly. That something which is ein b'minei shinoi, something that all alike. So either A, you can have a shah you do in the marketplace, there's actually commodity price. You know, everyone, all the fruit stores all sell it for the same price. It's a yotzah hashar. Everyone established that to be the market price. Or even if it's not yotzah hashar yet, let's say it's off season and there's not too much in there, there's no shah kavur. It's an item that might go in and out of season, so it's not right now benimta so much in the shuk, or they won't kuvet, they didn't get together to establish a price, whatever the reason why there's no shar. But if it's ein b'minei shinoi and people sell a tok tegloch, and my friend just bought it, and I bought one yesterday, and you bought one tomorrow, and constantly, so if it's shumasa you do, I know what you paid for it. Everyone knows what the going price is, even if it's not a fixed established price. It's a something which is shumasa you do. Because it's ein b'minei shinoi, we can be medame sale to sale, pepper to pepper. In the olden days, when things were not mass-produced, it was only like these type of things that we could be medama mosel and mosel. When you have something like a talis or a para or other items, that every single animal weighs a different weight, and some are stronger and they have to be rated. Every shirt, every pants, every suit was different. There was no two suits alike. So therefore, with a davish ain't shum masa you do it, because if I know how much of that suit costs, I still don't know how much of this suit costs. I can get a range. I know that if that suit went for $200, I know that this suit has to be somewhere between $150 and $250, but I will not know an exact price or a good marketable price unless I get an assessor. So one who's mamish or mumcha b'davar, but the amoinam doesn't know the price. So that's ain't shum masa you do it. But something which is palpable and things that, you know, peppers, of course no two peppers are the same, but the difference in the peppers don't change the price. All eggs are the same, even though they're not exactly. I'm sure every egg weighs a mashahu different and a drop slightly different size, but they're all sold at the same price. So that's something which is aim b'mini shinoi, so that's shumasa yedua. So that itself, even though it's not yotza hashad, there was no shuk price, that itself is considered yotza hashad. So if I have something which is yotza hashad, when we know, everyone knows that this price is $10, and I'm selling to you for $12, even I don't tell you $10. I just go, you want to buy the eggs, you want to buy the peppers, it's $12, pay me in this, and that's a no-no. That's going to be ribbons, because it's implicit. I know the price should really be $10. Everyone knows, ask anyone, the price is $10, and I'm only charging you $12. One could figure it out, because I'm allowing you, I'm extending you credit, I'm allowing a delayed payment. So that's considered a ribbons, this problem, because it's yotz hashatz, it's as if you were mafarish. And mafarish is the next halakha. Let's just move on and it'll be a little clearer. Uvavad, but if something which is ancient masa you do, then I'm allowing you to sell it for 12 because one could believe that that's its true price. Uvavad provided shelo yemula befeish. You don't explicitly make up this upmach. Im titin li miyad harei luchob ba'asara zuhuvim dem lizman plenya b'yud beis. If you do that, it's all over. If it's something that's ancient masa you do, has no shah, it's a one of a kind. There's only one Mona Lisa, and I tell you, look, this Mona Lisa, if you pay me now, it's $1 million. If you pay me Nissan time, it's $1.2 million. That's a no-no. The second you yourself create a dual pricing, you yourself say one price is for cash and one price is for credit, we'll discuss practical examples later, but if you do that, one price now and one price later, and I'm charging you more because of the inherent agenata, the amtana, that's going to be ribbis. So the Maccabi is giving you two cases, either explicit, that's the second case, or something, even if it's not explicit dual pricing, but if it's clear, it's implicit, because it's yatzai sharchu masi yidu, everyone knows what the going price is, and I'm charging you more because of the amtana. Both of these are ribbis machmas mekach. And Dr. Tor, a third thing.
Is there a case? So a conflict said that he has to close, let's say, by 15. After that, price goes up to 260.
Okay, we'll discuss that case. That case would be much. We'll discuss that case. One second. V'yesh misha'ima, and others, some say, which is the tour, and that's how we pass in as well. Shafila enu mefarish behedya, even if it's not explicit, and it's lo yotza hashan. It's a davshen shumasi yadu. You have every milo, still ein heter ele b'maleo ma'at. If you tag on, you pad the bill, you pad the invoice, a drop. Avil maleo harbe, if you overcharging the guy by a lot, a sizable amount. Actually, Nikola Chol, it's clear. That's why you're overcharging. That's why you're charging him more. Have a like mafarish ra'asa. That itself is like mafarish. Everyone knows. Let's say you have an item where, let's say you have a tape recorder. Tape recorders could run anywhere between $50 and $100. Let's say a good tape recorder, something like that. And I go over to you and say, look, you know, I'm willing to extend, you know, no money down, these car places, no money down for 12 months, but you should know the tape recorder I'm selling is for $150. Now, you might not know if this tape recorder is $50, you might not know it's $100, but one thing you do know, it's not more than $100, that's pretty clear. So if I charge you $150, why am I charging you more? It's because you're strapped, you don't have the money right now, and I'm willing to extend payment, extend credit for next year. Oh, if I give you, you know, financing for a year, I allow you to go out a year, so therefore it's going to be ribbits, because $150 in itself is nikamineove, that there's a padded invoice, a padded price, because of the hamtona. That itself is ribbits. So any type of case where you add on to the price, you're going to run into a type of ribbits makmas mekos, hamtona's mois problem. Now, you had mentioned the case, I'm going to discuss this first, but there's a lot of cases, a lot of raid here. Maybe I should first qualify this. What is considered maleo harbe? What's considered, what's the shear? Ma'at, harbe. Most achroinim, that's come some really rishainim, are magdir, that the chilik is more than the shtus. If I have something which is worth 5, and I sell it to you six, going out sometime, that's fine. That's exactly a shtus. If I go out and I say, I'm selling to you for seven, that's going to be a problem. Even though it's ancient Masi Yadur, no Shan, and even though I wasn't Mefarish dual pricing, I just said, you know, I'm selling you this item for seven, and we could determine that the price is five, that's going to be a problem of ribbis. It's implicit that I'm overcharging you. Okay, so in Shai Yidu just means it's not known and not set. I could determine a price like I do by Nekakomemka and like I do by Mazik and by Gzela, by all the other things. I get three Shamayim or three stores and I take the way we pass them. We pass them like this. Ma, I take the middle price. That means if you have one store 90, one store 100, one store 120, I go for 100.
The store said in Shai Yidu.
Sorry?
There's a store that sells the Shai Yidu.
It's not Shai Yidu. No. Shai Yidu means it's set. If everybody in town sells milk for one, what does everyone in town sell milk for?
The
Rangers, Taka? Oh, sorry. I thought milk was a set. I don't know, milk, bread, eggs, certain staples like so-tag-like diapers. I don't know, you would hope that it's set. But if it's everyone set at one price, that's Shai Yidua. If Taka, there's a machloikis between the Meichem and the Kanam, that's not Shai Yidua. We could determine the price. We'll take three stores, we'll get the median price, and we'll know what the price is. If you're above that by more than the shtos, that's already considered that you're Maleo Harbe. And some say, Right, one to be a no? Okay, that's a different shayla. It's a good shayla to discuss in Reish Kazayin. There's a Piskei Tshuva, brings an upon him here. It's Ksois and Asivis. In Lomdis, it might not be a no, because it's really for there. But just to say one word, in Lomdis, it might not be a no, is because I'm talking giving you Amtanis Mois. For Amtanis Mois, this is the right price. So I'm not overcharging you. But the problem is that I get you at the ribbis end. Okay, whatever. But anyway, but coming from here, so if you look in the Rishonim, it's a smag, and the Ule Achrayim, the Reki Vega brings it down, it's a Raubach, the Piskei Tshuva brings it down, he's in Oizdal, he's got a missing a word, but he says, B'Shem HaKnesset HaKadosh, Da'ad Shava Hei, and it's supposed to be Da'ad Shava Hei Bevov, Mikri Malei Amat, but that's how all the other bring it down. You look at Reki Vega, the bottom line, Hanan D'Shom Bevu, the Shava Hei Bevov, whatever. If it's above that, you're going to have a problem. The Makor Mayim Chaim brings it down. There are Achroinim who suggest, and they might be right, I can't tell you, but they suggest that it's not written in stone. They suggest that, yeah, this is like sort of the norm that above a shtos is nicker. But some things which are antique, so very difficult to assess, more difficult to assess than in such a case, then even more than a shtos, you'll have a little more leeway. And if the things are more Tagloch and the range in the shuk is not so wide. Mm-hmm. Let's say the range in the shuk is anywhere between $100 and $105. Then they want to say even $110, which is less than the shtos, is already nicker. They say it's like this is just sort of a, you know, just a broad formula, but not, you know, written in stone that this you should always follow this formula. I'm not convinced because for some reason everyone brings the same exact number, but at least, you know, it has a kula and a chumra. It has a cooler, they can go sometimes more than the shtos. Has a kumra that sometimes you're even limited to less than the shtos.
The Shai Yidu. If you ever, you know everybody, the 100 to 105, so 110, you know for sure it isn't. The Shai Yidu is 100 to 105.
Okay. That's not what the Shai Yidu got as a makabah man. Shai Yidu means set exactly. Because then in those market days, they used to have set, like just like commodities in certain places, or diamonds, although we don't always follow it, but diamonds they have like once a week or once every other week. I don't know what it is. They have a, what's the name of it? What?
Rappaport,
that's it. Rappaport gives out, you know, prices, you know, updated prices. Love that, because they follow it 100%. But if it would be something which is Shai Yidu or Kavua, that's Shai Yidu. If you have a range, that's already not Shai Yidu, because people don't always see the same price, so it's not some lathe. But if you have taka, so people who understand, that's not more than that.
No, it's above that, everything.
Okay, good. I have no time. I'm just saying that that's not Shai Yidu of the Makabah, at least. Now,
also, with deciding the set price, I mean, sometimes there's other things going to think other than the product, where the store is, or what we need.
100% service, but we're talking about if you can make everything the same, if all is equal, then we can make it into a Shai Yidua. Now Shmuel Makol discussed the case. Let's say you go to contract and you have a sale price. The sale price is $350,000 if you close in March. If you close in April, it's $360,000. If you close in May, and you keep on raising the price. Now that's not this case. This case is where you take possession today, and we're extending payment over time. That's Amtanis Mois. That case is a different case. That case we'll see later on. It's normally that case should be Mutar. It's because I'm telling right now, this is the deal. You want to buy today and you want to take possession today. This is the price. You want to buy tomorrow. I'm going to be in a different mood tomorrow. I want more money, especially since Lakewood has been going lately, that it keeps on going up in price. It's taka worth more. If it's another month, it's another $5,000. No shtickle here. You're going to lock me into a price and I should, you know, keep on schlepping me, so you're going to gain on that? No. Whenever you take possession, that will be a price, you know, accordingly. We're going to be purvey a price. That's something else, because there's never hamtonis moed. You never owed me money that I'm padding that payment because of the delay of the payment. It's, you only owe me when you close. If you close tomorrow, it's one price. If you close the next day, it's a different price. And I could do whatever I want. If you close in a week from now, I want another $100,000. It could be a deterrent. Tough luck. You don't like it, then don't buy the house. It's not a problem. That's a different type of situation.
You buy something for $100 for 30 days. And you make a deal for 30 days and say, you know what, I'll pay you right now, give me 2% discount.
Okay, so basically what you're discussing now is 210 net 30, which in other words, in Mamalashim, 210 net 30 means is that typically in many industries, as we standard is, I go out, you have 30 days to pay me, and this is the price, an invoice, whatever price on the invoice means, pay me in 30 days. But as a discount, if you're willing to pay on time, willing to pay within 10 days, I'll give you a 2% discount. So it's 2% off. If you pay me in 10 days, it's going to be the net price if you pay me in 30 days. That's 210 net 30. So seemingly you walk out of this machaba, look, it should be awesome. So what's going on? Oh, why?
The price is then priced at net 30.
Okay, fine.
You're sending money earlier.
Okay, so let's go through the shaila slowly. What happens if I go over and I say, here's the machaba? The machaba gave a case, 10 for today, and 12 will go out from some time, 12 in 30 days, okay? Now, the machaba doesn't mention what is the true value of the item. Is it 10, is it 30? Rather, the machaba talks about a case, if it's shah yidu, so that's the 10. But when the case of the machaba of Beferish, Shri Eloyim Olam Beferish, the machaba doesn't discuss if the 10 is the true price, if the 12 is the true price. Okay, Pashtus is, I'm sure the Makaba, Pashtus and Makaba is that the 10 is the true price and I'm overcharging you for 12. But what happens if Taka the 12 was the true price and for some reason I'm desperate for cash and if I'm willing to sell it to you 10, if you to make a quick deal, you buy it right now, it's $10. You want to pay me in 30 days, for that I want to sell to you for 12 just like everybody else in the town. Is that going to be mutter or not? So the Machane Ephraim suggests that that's mutter, because there, the reason why I'm charging you 12 is not because Agenata. The reason why I'm charging you 12 is because that's the price. It's Faket. The reason why I'm willing to accept payment now of 10 is because I'm the one who's there. I'm willing to give you a discount because I want money up front. So Machane Ephraim says this is mutter, and the Chachmas Adam says this is mutter. So you have two Gdela Achraim who say it's mutter. But connected those two, you have about a half a dozen or more who argue. Rikidega, Mishnah Melech, Tiferes Lamoshe, Yad Avram, Maram Sheik. It goes on, who hold that it's also. And the reason why they say it's also is because Lamaisa is, you're willing to sell it today for 10? And the only reason why you're charging 12 is because the guy's not coughing up the money right now, because you're extending payment. That means you're willing, you're holding by selling it to them for 10. So there is a degree of hamtanis mois. Now they say it, they don't say it like poshut, that this is the same halacha. They throw in loshonis, it's nira ke aganata, it's nira like it's a ribis makmas mecha. They say it's a gzeira of ribis makmas mecha. They throw in Lashonis as if to imply, I'll be honest, that the Be'etz moided to the Machane Ephraim in Lomdis, but Avah Pekin, they say it's also because, for all practical purposes, it's either the same din or it's a loy plug, or it's nearer the same din, and we have to be goyza on that case too. But the bottom line, and none of that, Rekiveg Mishal Melech, I believe, brings a raya from the Ramban like that. The Ramban has a case like this, and he says it's also, Mamish, this case, he says it's also, even though the 12 is the real price. It's still also, because if you were Mefarish 10 and 12 later on, you're stuck. If you want Mefarish, then it's very good, because the Shahr is Taka 12, that's very good, you have no problem. But Viva your Mefarish, a dual pricing, today 10, in 30 days 12, you're going to have a problem again, even if it's worth 12. So now how do we... It's either low plug to this case, or it's Mexi Mamish, still Aganata of this case. So now that we know this, and assuming, let's just assume that even though this is a Ribbis Drabanan, but when you have a Machloikis, you know, a lopsided Machloikis, so many Akronim against two, especially if they have a Makor in the Ramban, somehow Daichid derived from the Ramban, let's just assume for the time being that we have to be Machmir. So now when you look at 210 net 30, it's problematic. Well, 210 net 30, isn't that the same thing? Even if you want to argue that the real price is the net 30, 30 days out is the right price. But if I tell you 210 net 30, I'm being conveyed two prices. Because this halakha of two prices doesn't mean two prices today and 30. I could have two deals. I'm not telling, you don't have to pay me today at all, but it's either 10 days one price, 30 days another price, 60 days another price. As long as I show you different prices, because of the time that I'm extending the payment, extending credit, that itself is the same din of Mekach, of Ribis Machmas Mekach. It's the same din because there's an inherent agonata built into the pricing. So then 210 net 30 should be the exact same thing, Lachair.
Except that 210 net 30 is a derech of business. So you could say that it mamish is the net 30 is really the price. Because we have a lot of halachos.
But this is also net 30. I know that everyone holds that the yud base is the real price.
I'm handling with you on it to come up with a price. So I give you a price, and I said, by the way, if. But in all the corporations, it's like all the halachos that we had before. That the derech of doing the business, an implicit does his business.
What happens if you have this problem?
Is it also to buy from the company?
Okay, we're going to get to what happens in these cases. We'll get to what.
The price is $100.
The
guy's saying if you pay me 98, he's effectively paying the
rooms
an extra $2.
But he's paying now, wouldn't he? Yeah, but there is such a thing as akdomas mois, and that is also. I can't pay you up front before I purchase something and get a better price. Let's say you have with builders, you pay more money up front and you get a discounted price. That's also. Right? But what we're here. You're buying it today, you're taking possession today, so you owe me the money today. I'm not giving you any discount. You owe me today. And I'm willing to extend it and say, oh, pay me in 30 days, and it'll be a different price. Granted, there's a halakha later on, we'll see Yad Hashem in Sif Gimel, where I went through with the deal already. The deal is over, the deal is your days in 30 days, and it was not Shai Yedua. The deal is complete, you owe me 12 already. And then the next minute, like Kadei Diba, I go over to you and I say, by the way, if you want to pay me 10 today, it's fine. I'll take that, accept it as full payment. That's going to be Mota. That's your type of longness. It means it's 12 in a month from now, and that's set. There are no two dual pricing. But now I'm coming back around, and now sort of buying back my chayv and buying it pennies on the dollar to be paid early. If I lent you money and you owe me $100, I say, you know what? But you only have to pay me in a year's time. I say, you know what? Pay me 50 today, and we'll call it a day. That's also fine. I'm buying back early. Let's wait for Sif Gimel Realty to get there. But that's your type of loan. That's not what's going on here. What's going on here, the deal was consummated now, complete, on this dual pricing structure. That is going to be a problem. So on 210 net 30, what is, if there is, any Eitzah? So there's an Imre Yoshu who had the Shiloh. Apparently then it was a minute to do such a 210 net 30 as well. And he was asked the Shiloh. And he comes up with the following Heter. He doesn't mention at all this entire Machlokes. Doesn't say if he's going like the Makar Frayim, going like the Chokim. He just says the following Heter, which is maybe what you were suggesting before, and that is the following. He says that all these cases are where it's the norm, even if it's a norm to go both ways, there's the norm to pay now, that's one market, and there's a norm to pay later, that's another market, and I'm structuring this dual deal, so that's going to be Ribis. But he said in his days, and maybe we could apply today in 210 net 30, everybody pays net 30. That's like the standard. The standard is the net 30. That is net 30. It's not, means it. What the Machar Fayim's Shaila was in Lomdus in the money. He's saying in Mitzias, even the payment, the typical Mechira was paid after 30 days. So if I would like to go ahead and cut you a deal and give you a discount of 210, then that is like Sif Gimel. Because really, the net 30 is the standard Mecca. When I sold it to you, even the Shar, not only the Shar out there is 12, but could be the Chokhm and the Machar Fayim would be mighty here, is because even here, it's at some 12, because typically everyone pays at 30. Everyone waits for the 30 days, even though it's going to be net, and they'll pay that full price. And the Mela, the deal is really 30. I mean, whatever. The deal is really $12 for 30 days. And the fact, even though I mentioned it before, but that's like just like Sif Gimel, that I'm willing to buy back my chayv, cut it short, because no one sells today straight out, okay, pay me up front. No one does that. Everyone goes out in that 30. So therefore, it's like built in, that is the price, and that's the share, and that's the structure of the deal. And the fact I'm going to 210, the 2% discount, is to be able to buy it back at a discount. And that's the remuneration. Now, he doesn't discuss the machlekes at all. It's yitachen, it's possible at least, that the chokum on the machlekes would at least be made over here. So that could be a limud schos on the 210 net 30 setup. Now, there's, you could have done it differently, but obviously it's not good PR, but they could have structured it differently. Really, you owe me right now, and you got to pay me now. But if you don't pay me in 30 days, I'll give you a one-time knas of an extra 2%, whatever it is. And now we're going to learn halachas mi'at Hashem about a one-time knas on a choiv machmas mekach is permissible. But that's not how they structure it, because A, people will take advantage, wait to 30 and not pay the knas. I don't pay knosses, I don't do that. And Walmart doesn't pay knosses even after the 30. I'll pay 90 and still get the 2% discount. You know, everyone...
That's not a problem.
The 2% discount is not the problem, right? The problem is paying out. Right, 100%. Yeah.
But... you're okay.
100%. You mean that's why Walmart does it, right? Okay. It, you know, like, it's definitely a limit score. If they wouldn't do it anyway, because it sounds like you're penalizing the guy. Sorry?
What, in the
Imre Yoshe's type of art? Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I know, the people I asked, in many industries, that is the case. I can't tell you all. Do you have such a 210 at 30? Most people pay? Yes, oh, well.
No, I'm buying. And that's not
oh, you're buying. And what do you pay? You pay for? You pay the 210. Okay.
One of 100 when the stores pays on time.
One out of 100.
One of 100 pays of 30 days. Most of them pay 65. I'm serious.
But what can you say? Okay. So I guess every industry is different. Yeah, but it's not just a collection. It's because
it's much too much money to pay for 20 days interest.
Yeah, but like he said, because people take advantage, don't pay the 30 either. So it's not for 20 days; it's for 90 days because they're not going to pay on time. You got to
eliminate the cost of collection.
The vendors they give 2% are the ones with a lot of money. It's not the guys with that.
I tried to convince all my vendors to give me 2%. They wouldn't do it. I tried to convince all my vendors to give me 2% if I paid within 10 days. Only one or two do it. Most of them don't.
Oh, they don't even have the 210 net 30 structure. Yeah, stop net 30.
They don't need money.
Okay, very good. So this is a limits cost for the ILM, depending on the industry that you're in. But if you have the ability to pay the 210, you're better off just paying the 210 and not getting into problems. Now, what happens if you blew it? What happens if you blew it and you talk and made this dual structure? You know, you have these appliances, washing machines, you pay now, it's one price, you pay then, it's another price, and you talk and went through the deal. Okay, so now you went to a shin, you learned that this is a problem of avak ribis. Now what do you do? So Shach Rabbi says it's avak ribis. You look in the Shach Sifkot and Dalet, he says, because of Rambam, Shem Ova Umocha, Be'imme Akshov, Bekak Vekak, this type of thing, and later on at a higher price, Hareza avak ribis. And if it's only midrabbanan, now what happens if you do it? So if you look in Rabbi Kiva Ego, quotes a Mishnah Melech, look at Rabbi Kiva Ego on the Shach, Shom Siv Katan Dalet, Hareza Avak Ribis. The Lashon of the Rambam, which the Mechaber leaves out, but the Rambam continues, therefore, now the seller's up in arms, the seller's not happy with being told that in a year from now, the guy still plans on paying 10 because he's a tzaddik, he doesn't want to pay ribbits, and he's a from my cheshbon, and I have to wait out the year, plus only get to 10. He's not happy with that. So what he's going to do, he's going to take the lekek to a din Torah. He's only chayv to pay him what it was taka worth at the time of the mecha, the 10. Or, if he doesn't like that, if he's not willing to go through with the deal at the lower price, then Yaksimim Kari Miyad, he has a right to force the lokeach to give back the item in Hoyakayim, if the item's still around. He can tell the guy, look, this was our deal. You want to play from and say that it's a problem with ribbis? I have no problem with respect, halacha, no problem with ribbis. But Adai Tadok, I was not willing to sell you this for 10. Then give me the item back. Now he has that choice. The seller could act to go through with halacha and zinta hayit and pay me 10, or if he's upset about it, then he can call back the deal and call back the nekak. And he explains, what does this mean? Ayin b'mishlo melech, what does this mean? If the meicha is willing, sheyaksek alakek b'mekhoi, if he's willing that the lakek will hold on to the mekach, kishar shebishas hamecha, like the price that it was worth, the 10 at the time of the mecha, and he was willing to even allow the late payment for that, gzintai, pay me the 10 in 30 days, ein yochel alakek laksam b'mekhoi, the lakek can't call the deal, because he's not Faket, this was a windfall for him. He got the 30 days and he got the cheaper price. It's great. Ah, however, if my moicha einu misratza bezev, the moicha is not happy with this, then yochel lachriach lelokeach lachzor loy mekach imuben. He could force him to give back the deal. Give me back the item if it's still around. I want the item back. I'm not happy with this structure. Va'af miyad b'teiches man, and even if it's miyad b'teiches man, if the meicha yachal a meicha lachrichoi lachzor loymekoi ubechai gavne b'toyvay takes man avim a meicha mitzratzer shaksek b'mekoi v'itin lo keshar shas mechir mekom bok yachal lachrichoi lachzor loymekoi de lokon rak adas l'shalom agagag, which means that not only could the seller call back the mekach, but what happens if the seller says, look, I'm happy you can keep the deal, but 10 I want now. If you're playing the game, you only want to pay me the lower price, then I want it now. That's what I told you b'shas the deal. I told you there's a dual structure, 10 now or 12 later on. You opted for 12 later on. You found out it's ripped, it's no problem. So that part of the deal is off. You want it, then you got to pay me 10 now. If you're only planning to be paying 10, you got to be now. And the lokech is now going to counter and say, that's very good, but I don't have, the reason why I went through the deal 12 later on is because I don't have the cash. I was trapped. That's why I went through the deal in the first place. If you're moneying me 10 now, then I want to call the deal. Then the lokech has a right to call the deal. It means the meicha has a right to call the deal if he's not willing to wait for the 10, the 30 days. If he's willing to get only 10 for it, but he's asking for the 10 now, then the lokech could counter and call the deal. Because both sides, both, you know, you're tinkering with the mecca. We made up 10 now, 12 later. If we don't stick to that deal, it's all over. Then the deal is bottom. And then that's going to be a mecca choice. Either mitzad the meicha because he wants the high amount and he's unhappy with 10 altogether, or mitzad the lekeach because the lekeach is willing to pay 10 later but not willing to pay 10 now, and therefore, even if he's willing to pay 12 later, but he's still not willing to pay 10 now, and therefore he has a right to call the deal. And the kivega fears ice. You look, you have to jump a bunch of lines, but if you look at the fourth to the bottom line, towards the end of the line, ubi'ika divrei Rambam, this halacha that we just said, that the meicha has a right to call the deal because he was shortchanged, all of a sudden halacha of ribis popped up, and now he can't do it. The oyaxis vini, ubi'ika divrei Rambam, sorry? Oh, sorry. The oyaxis memkare, the mashma, the meicha yachal achrichoi lagzaloi mechoi, this word, I was never masking to such a new deal. I was never masking to 10 now. The other Rishonim argue with the Rambam. Halacha is halacha. The Ribbon's halacha stands. We just adjust your deal, your structure, to allow to compensate for the halakha of ribbis. But the deal is going to be solid. You can't chepa with it. It's all over. I ain't sure. Sakri kivega, mikol makom efsha, he wants to try to limit the machlekes, damage control here. Efsha, be'om imi akshav, if taka the guy started off and said 10 now, 12 later on, and the person opted for 12 later on, but he had advertisements, 10 now, 12 later on. So you see, be'etam, he was masking for 10 now. The kvagila daito limkor besachahu, he was happy for that. Then I hear what he's saying, that if the lokeach is willing to pay the 10 now, so what's your problem? Be'etam, you were masking to such a thing, to accept 10 as payment. So then I could hear the Talmid Rashba that it's not going to be a bitul mekach. If he never entertained such a tzad, but it nevertheless is a case that's also like the beginning of the Mechabek, going that the shar is 10, and I never offer 10. I'm like Rav Papa, I only want 12 later on, let's say. There could be the Talmid Rashba is made it to the Rambam that the Meicha could be Kaiser, because you never saw any Gilidas. You never saw that the Meicha was Be'etzem ever mask him for 10. He always wanted 12. He was only happy with 12. For 10 he would never sell. He would take a wait out for the next season. He's not happy with this deal. So there, if you're going to come with the Frumkind and say, oh, no, it's Ribbis, I don't want to pay 10. No, for that I was never masking. Give me back the item.
Ulam sagt der Kivego, but if as man khish mishpro over there is mavur, the three lay for the Talmid Rashba, the Gambeze and Yakalaza. The Sma holds in the Shita Zara Talmid Rashba that even Bichagav, even out just Yotza Ashar, you can't be Khoiza. So ultimately it's going to be a Machlokes, Rambam and Talmid Rashba. And it's interesting, the Mechaba just left out that end of the Rambam. Conveniently, he left that out. If you don't know how to, you'd be machriya la halacha. But like the Rambam, you have a right to call the deal, because this structure I wasn't happy with. And like the Talmid Rashba, the deal is set, and all you have to pay taka is 10. So that's, you asked before, what happens if your taka went through the deal? According to Talmid Rashba, you benefit. Your taka only have to pay the 10. Your taka can't go through the deal, and no one can tie no mekach toys. Now this halacha of dual structuring, this dual pricing type of situation, is lav dafka if it's mamish, you know, we come down, we sit at the table, let's talk about our options, 10 now, 12 later. It doesn't have to be I said it straight to you, b'shasta nagak. It could be have advertisements. I advertise in one place, 12 for delay payments, even sign on the same advertisement. I advertise somewhere else, 10 for now. Or better yet, I'll advertise 12 for delay payments. And you come into the store, and we're talking about, well, what happens if I pay you now? Could I get a better deal? Sure, if I pay now, you can get it for 10. And you know what, then I'll take it later on for 12. You already killed yourself because you just mentioned that you're masking to pay to take 10 now. So even though it's lo yotz ashar, but the advertisement says 12 later on, you said 10 now, it's all over. You yourself created this dual pricing.
Maybe if somebody comes in,
a handle,
you know,
on an advertisement price. I hear. But that wasn't the hard right. I don't know. What happens if I pay you now? It's 10 now. Oh, you know, for that line signish, I'll tack a weight out and I'll pay you the 12 later on. So I'm saying that's the nekuda. You see, that's machmas lamtana, the delayed payment. And it could be even if I don't mention gnoi the amount. What happens if you come into me and you want a handle and you know how much you want to sell? Well, and the seller counted, well, what, you're going to pay in cash? You're paying, you know, a delayed payment. What type of deal is this going to be? The guy says, I'll pay delayed. Oh, then it's going to be 200. Now, he never mentioned anything, what I'm going to pay now. It was not Yatza Ashar. Even that, the Achrenim says it's also. Because what was the question? What are you doing? Are you paying me now? Are you paying me now? What was the intent of that question? The intent of that question is because I have to know how to handle with you. It's going to be one price if you pay me now. It's going to be another price if you pay me later. So even though...
So you don't ask.
I don't ask what?
You don't ask when you're paying, but you know. You know when this guy pays.
You know the guy pays...
You've dealt with him before. You know when he pays.
And you know he always pays late.
Right.
So as long as it's lo Yatza Ashar, And you didn't say anything, that will be permissible.
And if the guy takes the deal and later can he tell me to make it close?
If what deal?
He didn't say the parish. Here and he said, oh, you're going to pay in 3 months, $300.
Right. And that $300 for 3 months later.
There's no way of doing it.
What would be the mekach toys?
If you pay me now, it's $150.
He said both? Then it's all over.
This is one.
Which one?
Pay me now, it's $150. The guy has an advertisement.
So that's the steer. The problem is that you're running the steer. You're doing the dual pricing. A lot of times with builders will tell you, oh, this is a regular house. You pay me up front. That's really not this. It's a takeoff. That's how dumb is Moise on the whole deal, because the deal's not going to close till later on. The house is not even built. But once you get into this problem, you mention any type of, you insinuate that there's a different pricing for cash and credit, you're really in trouble. Now, cash and credit of a credit card, that's something else, because Pasha is something else. Credit there means, let's say, by a gas station, cash or credit, you're paying him now, you're charging him now. Just the reason why they charge more is because they get hit from the credit card company 2%, whatever it is. So to make up for that, they have to pass on that charge and they charge you 2% more. That's not this halakha. This halakha means, you know, cash and carry is one price, a delayed payment is another. If you put on credits, another price, grocery stores, that's where you're going to have a problem of this dual pricing. Now, there's a chiddush of a chavez das. He suggests, it's a suggestion only, and it's efshah, and it's not klar, and the achrenim don't exactly like it 100%, but he says that he can do the following. I come in, and you want to buy something, how much is it? I tell you, it's $10. You say, you know, you don't really have the money to do it now, so you'd really want extended payment. How much would it be if I extend you payment for 30 days? If I respond the following, that the Kavis asked, you know what, you don't have the money now, so $10 is off the table. That deal was scratch. No such deal. I'm not even selling it to 10. If you want to buy it for 10, I'm not selling it for 10. You want to buy it later? Oh, for later, it's $12. So if the Kavis asked, that's maybe his mutter. If it's lo yotza ashar, and I'm not giving you the dual structure anymore, I pulled it out, I pulled it back. I offered it to you 10, you declined, and now I see that you're not that customer, so forget it. That deal is no longer negaya, even if you ask. Oh, so now I'm only telling you 12, so it's only one deal. The deal is 12 for later on. So if it's lo yatza ashar, and I didn't mention both prices, because that other price I mentioned, I sort of reneged on that, so then it's going to be fine. Chavzah suggests that might be an eta. So if a guy messed up, like the Chavzah, he could sort of correct his mess up before he went through with the deal and say that, I'm sorry, I made a toy, I said $10, I can't do it anymore, it's off, but it's $12 for a 30-day.
But then also, you can have an advertisement for $15, right? And I come into the store, and I must have to pay a cash. But if you're a cash customer, you're a different person. That $15 price is for different, that does not negate it to you.
Right, and how much does he pay, 10 or 15?
What? The guy changed.
No, but if you opt, and he said, no, but I will take the 15.
You're the wrong kind of customer.
No. Okay, it's you. I no longer am willing to do the deal with you.
You're right. Come back again.
Right. That's what it does. You know, I don't know. You go back out, walk back in. Okay. Again, what would you like? Or you would
work
like
both ways. Work both ways.
Any time you mess up, you could undo the mess up, provided you didn't carry through with the deal. And you know, he's saying according to the suggestion, the efsha of the chavetz was a. Suggestion, it's an efshah, you know, it's a ribbit rabbanan, maybe he says tirufim for other things, but he's mesopic.
Then when he walks back in later and he says, by the way, okay, fine, I'll take it for the 12, and he says, you know something, my friend just gave me $10. I'm giving you $10. So you're going to say, good, I'm not going to give you a zak. To go back to the ganzer shiloh with the kiva eger, and over here to the shelf, and that you made a deal after.
When he's paying me 10, there's no problem. If you pay me 10, it's gvaldik.
But there is a problem, because that showed that your whole making the new deal is fine.
But what did I do? I went through the deal with 10 or with 12?
With 12.
Oh, no, with 12? You have to eat that 10?
No, because that's the case. You're saying the person comes in and you say, $10 you pay. He says, no, I don't have it. I only have money in a month.
All right.
The guy says, instead, you're the wrong customer.
$12. Good.
The guy says, fine. I'm making a deal with you. He takes the stuff, and then he goes in 12.
Right.
Walks in 10 minutes later.
Oh, that's if Gimel. That's going to be fine. We'll see. That's going to be fine. But let's wait for Sif Gimel. We're going to see about it in Sif Gimel, Yetz Hashem. But that's going to be fine.
But it's going
to. All right. All right, now, Rabbi Kivega, the top line of Rabbi Kivega mentions another halacha. He limits this a drop more, and he says, this halacha that you're allowed to charge 12 when it's ancient muscle you do, there's no sharon. I want to extend, I'll charge you 12, and I don't mess up. There's no dual pricing. Everything is good. So, Rabbi Kivega, b'shem the Ramban, v'davka imumasna be'inin shu ashar shal oisiz mana parayim b'rei v'ashonam. Ava b'yoisim is a'asa. That I'm allowed to charge 12 for later on is only, even if it's not shy you do, and there's no dual pricing, it's still only if later on in the 30 days it's not going to be worth 12, but Rav Hashanah, most of the time it's going to be worth 12. But if most of the time, even then it's not worth 12, then that's vita, nicker. Because when you end up paying the 12, you end up paying the 12 later on, so even if you want to like sort of look at it that the deal was completed then, it's a tickle of the lomnus of the Ramban then, like the Rapapa Tapa, so you're going at it at the time of the payment, but if at the time of the payment I'm overpaying you, then that's too much. That's already nicky, even though it's ancient Masa Yadua, to know why, and even though it's a Lo Yatzei Shayan, you didn't have a dual pricing. Again, it's not a no, because I didn't sell it to you in the 30 days. I gave it to you now and extended payment. I charge you something, but it's not the price. In 30 days from now, the market is selling it at 11. But for people, all the goyim who sell today for 30-day payments sell it at 12. Right? So that's what you mentioned before. I'm overcharging you because that's the right price for Hamtonis Mois. But it's ribbis because that's also Hamtonis Mois. So Rekib Ege says it has to be that then, B'roi Vashana, most of the time, it is the right price. It's a big chiddush. And in fact, the goyin, I don't understand the goyin, but the goyin of cotton dalit says that that's goofy what the mechaber means. We learned the yesh mishem and the mechaber look at Torah Pasha Pshat is that you look at now at the time of the deal, and we want to know are you being malei or ma'at or malei habe. If you're overcharging by a lot, then even if it's not shy you do, everyone knows that you're overpaying because of the deal. But the overpaying is now. That means what happens if you have something, an item which is worth hay, and I charge you 7. It's worth 5, I charge you 7. So we said that's Maleo Harbe. That's going to be ribbis, even if I tell you can pay me in a year from now, and in a year from now, it's not going to be worth 7. It's still going to be ribbis. Because right now, you're taking possession. Right now, you should be owing me 5, and I'm charging you 7. It's Maleo Harbe. It's nicker than I'm overcharging you for the Amtana. The guy somehow learned the mechaba. I don't know exactly even how he fits into the words 100%, but he learned the mechaba, that the mechaba really means this halakha of Reb Kivego, of the Ramban, that it means you look at then, at the time of the Purim, are you paying too much at the time of the Purim? If you're paying too much at the time of the Purim, that's when it's awesome. And like the Goyin's Mechaba could be, if you're overpaying now, if I'm charging you 7 now, that would be fine, provided at the time of the Purim, it's worth 7. The Maisa is, the Minig is, Achronim mentioned that the Minig is, not like Rabbi Kivego, the Minig is Lahakel, that we are matter, even though later on, even at the time of the payment, it's overpriced. Provided now, it's only male or mat, like the Pasha, simple reading in the Mechava. If you learn, like the Torah, that as long as now it's not Nikka, it's all Yatzai Shar, and it's not dual pricing, it's not male or harve, you're fine. Even though I'm charging you 12 in 30 days from now, even though 30 days from now it's still only worth 10, that's going to be fine. That's the Minig. But still, you have to know, Rikivega, the Goyin even says the Mechava is like that, not like that. Let's try to Chaperai in the Ramah to finish up the Sif. Dava Hanimka Ba'asara. If something is typically sold for 10, ulefa'amim, and at times, kishaboyim sarim le'ir, when celebrities, when sarim come to the ear, nimka b'yud be'ez, they like to buy it and they have the capital to buy it, so all of a sudden the prices rise. Imregilis b'roiv pa'amim, if it's normal, very often, shaboyim sarim le'ir, that's it's a normal azak, then mutal amachri yud be'ez, meaning b'hamtana, you're allowed to sell it b'yud be'ez, you're allowed to sell b'yud be'ez, even b'hamtana, that's still mutal. Why? Because it could be worth yud beis if the sarim come. Now, frek the goy. Now, what was this case? So, seemingly, the case is that dava hanimka basara means there is a shar that the price is 10, and I'm charging you. Now, if you have the capital today, you would only pay 10.
That's how much the amount that you said was not to be paid.
But that's only mut when it's lo yatzah hashar. So now it's only a shal of maleo mat, maleo harmi. But here where it's yotza shar, it's dova nimka basar, it implies pasha pshat is that it was nimka basar, that is the shar, and it was shumasa you do. Everyone knows it's 10. I'm still mutter to sell it for you to 12, to pay me tomorrow 12, because sarim come and pay 12. In fact, the goyin in Sifkan Hey doesn't know what's going on. Vutumua beinai, kiven de shumasa you do. Shemasi you do, even lo yatzah shar, but shemasi you do have a kumei kotz. It's mamish kotz. Who cares? Sheregilis b'roi pomim. Who cares? But it's still going to be a problem. Right now it's yatzah shar for one price, and I'm overcharging you because of Amtanis Mois. So the guy at the end, he says, the Mordechai was talking about a whole different case. Mordechai is talking about a case where when the sarim come, it's worth 20. It's worth kefil, but it's worth now. So therefore, it's like we're playing the game, the odds. I'm willing to sell it to you for 10 because, you know, you might win big because tomorrow the sar is coming and you can sell it to him for 20. Or you might lose because the sar might not end up coming, so it's only worth 10. So then it's karvless kar, karvless, so that's fine. But if you have a case where even when the sarim come, it's only worth 12, and I'm already charging you 12 today when the sarim are not here because of the amtana, because if you paid me up front, it would be only 10, that the Goyin says is awesome. He doesn't understand Pshat Neramah. If you look at the Makar Mayim Chayim, the bottom two lines, it's Mamish all the way at the bottom of the page, the Makar Mayim Chayim backs up the Ramah. And other Achrayim say it as well. He brings down the Goyin's Kasha. Ulaniya is Daiti Das Harav Pashut Ubar. What's Pshat? Kevan, Dirigilis, Beroiv Pa'amim, Kishabau Sarim Le'ir. Shavim Yud Beis Havi Kimoidova Shemishtana Hashar Tadir Ve'enze Kishar Kotz Ve'en B'mishum Ribis. When do we say it's Yotz Hashar? When it's a shar that's stable, a shtar that's going to last. So then everyone knows it might be more blatant, it might be more mefursam, it's more, people know about it more, and it's more like Nikolai, it's like in your face, you know, this is 10, it's going to be 10 for a while now, that's a real shar. But prices that fluctuate, you know, like a stock market fluctuates by every nanosecond, there's a different price. So what? Right now you can look at what the price is, but the next second is a different price. That's the other extreme. But it has to be somewhat stable. And he feels like from the Chumash Rashba says the same thing. Kivin the darker lishtanas ashar todir ain't there kishar kotzov, and that's a big heter. I mean, if you have something that fluctuates, even though we know today it's worth 10, but it's going to not last too long. By tomorrow it could be already 12. That's as if there's no shar, and as long as I don't mention the dual pricing, I'm fine. I can sell it to you for 12. provided, in this case, provided taka when the sarum come, you know, bereif hamet, it does fluctuate to be 12. So that shows me that the market fluctuates. But if you have something which by itself naturally fluctuates, you have the same heta. Something which fluctuates kaseda is not considered a shar at all to go by. If it's not a shar and you don't have a dual pricing, then it's going to be mutter. All right, good talk. Shkoyach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.